For as long as I remembered, I believed in my existence as something of a given, and myself as merely a product of a random genetic combination. I have only started to wonder about the correctness of this belief at around the age of 17, when I began to read personality theories, philosophy, and psychology. In other words, this was the time where I began to contemplate the eternal nature versus nurture debate. Being the daughter of two doctors who viewed religion, nature, and the world based on tangible facts, I had never sought to question my position in the world or why I am the way I am. Even after being diagnosed with clinical depression at the age of 16, I saw it as a result of a serotonin deficiency rather than a sentiment. However, later, reading about Freud, Jung, Nietzsche, and the rest of the stereotypical young intellectuals list, I found myself confused. While reading Nausea for Sartre, I stumbled upon one sentence in specific that had a great impact on me and influenced me to really try to evaluate exactly how much who I am was affected by society. He said, "People who live in society have learned how to see themselves in mirrors as they appear to their friends." How true was this statement? I tested it. What followed was a period of time where I isolated myself as much as possible from any and everyone. I really wanted to see whether I will witness my features changing in the mirror, and whether traits I previously regarded as favorable will wane and grow meaningless. The results surprised me, though, because it was not keeping myself from society that changed me. I was not morose because who I am was finally revealed to me. I was still the same, just much lonelier. However, this experiment did finally provide me with a disclosure. I did not solve the nature versus nurture debate for the world, but I am finally certain of where I stand and how I feel about it. I believe in people, not just as a presence, but also through the creative outlets through which they choose to represent themselves. I believe I am the product of all my favorite authors, every word I read, every song I listened to, and every movie I watched. Every segment of creativity I am exposed to, in my opinion, shapes me, and in that sense, I am somewhere in between, or maybe an odd mixture of both nature and nurture, and that, I believe.